is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive over there. You can submit all kinds of different things to the website. Other users of the site can vote them up or vote them down. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the experience. It is completely free. We continue here with your phone calls. Started the show out tonight talking about hazing. There are so many examples of it, but the story was out of New Jersey College where a young lady submitted herself, apparently, to being severely beaten with the intent of being one of the gang, being part of the sorority, or as, of course, also frequently found in fraternities. We had somebody call in to tell us about their experience in Boy Scouts, a very humiliating experience, and also talking about team sports and even the military. And, of course, the definition of hazing is subjection to harassment or ridicule, to subject freshmen or newcomers, etc., to abusive or humiliating tricks and ridicule, to harass with unnecessary or disagreeable tasks. So have you ever been involved in hazing? Have you ever been hazed? What's your story? What was your experience like? Are you one of those people that kind of looks back on it with fond memories, fond recall, or was it absolutely traumatizing for you, or something else entirely? You can also bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Crystal, listening to KUSA in Yakima. Crystal, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say that I think that hazing is wrong, and I think what they're doing is victimizing people that already have a low self-esteem from previous abuse, possibly.
Hmm. How involved have you been with hazing? Any at all?
I have never been in a hazing, and I never would, because I was abused when I was 14 years old. I was not accepted by my peers in school, and I had a neighbor who told me that if I let him teach me about sex, that it would make me more popular with the boys my own age.
Did you believe him?
For a short time, and then I ended up running away from home because I was afraid to tell anybody.
Hmm.
And
how old was the
then my first marriage was abusive, so I think that's what hazing victimizes people that already have a low self-esteem.
I think that's likely true. In that, why would you?
It's probably the worst for them. But I think that generally hazing is, it subjects a whole group of people, just the sort of a group of newcomers. I think is how they do it. But I think that abusers in general are always very, very good. And I think that anybody has the capacity to be an abuser if put in the right circumstance. They're always very good at finding the people that are sort of the weakest in their scenarios. And I think that those are the people that would be targeted the most. So I agree.
Exactly.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Any other thoughts?
That's all.
Crystal, appreciate
Thank
hearing
you.
From you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rufus, listening in Georgia. Rufus, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mark and Ian, how are y'all tonight?
Hey, good. Rufus, what's on your mind?
Well, I always enjoy your show. I don't always agree with you, but you do make me think.
You're listening on FM in Savannah, is that right?
Well, I'm in my car. I'm listening on the 94.3 out of Charleston, but I'm in Savannah, where I live.
Okay.
Okay, I was in a fraternity in a small southern town, and when I graduated high school, I was what you might call very shy and socially awkward. And when you go to these parties, they just make you feel like, you know, you're the greatest person in the world. And they call it rush, and because they want to rush you into their fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in the fraternity is centered around alcohol.
I bet.
The parties, every weekend, they have like two or three parties, and they last till 2 or 3 in the morning, and everybody just drinks huge amounts of beer, mostly kegs. And I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed the drinking. I'm not trying to sound like I'm high and mighty. And, but I really wasn't having fun, though. And there was hazing. I won't go into the details. They do humiliate you when you are a pledge and you're trying to become a member. But my advice to any young people out there who are going off to school is, here's the worst thing to me about a fraternity. You seem to always hang out with the same group of people every weekend because they expect you to come by their parties. And you don't end up learning how to socialize with people who are totally different from you in different races in different parts of the country. Like all the guys in our fraternity were young Southern white males, and most of the women who came there were young Southern white females. And, you know, it just limited me from, you know, being better socially, as far as, you know, learning how to get along with people.
Well, I don't know if that – I see what you're saying, but I don't know if fraternities or sororities are necessarily going to contribute to that. I mean, if you weren't in a fraternity or sorority, you still would likely have found a certain group of friends and would likely spend time with them.
The reason it does is because you get this this kind of guilt thing. Hey, you're part of us now. What are you doing going over there and hanging out with those people?
Oh, meaning you aren't allowed to go hang out with anyone else, or you're razzed, basically? Is that the idea?
Well, no, nobody ever harassed you about hanging out. But the thing is, you just didn't have time because they had scheduled all these parties and they expected you to be there.
And what happens if you don't go?
Well, they just kind of give you, they just kind of say, well, why weren't you, you know, here? And when you was, we needed you to, you know, help serve alcohol or whatever.
Mm.
And usually by 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, the guys have become, somewhat violent and would tear up furniture and stuff. And, I got to the point where me and like 2 or 3 other guys, we just sneak off and smoke some pot, and you know, and then we got kind of kicked out because they caught us smoking pot.
You got kicked out of a fraternity.
We didn't ever tear anything up. You know, we were just happy, just you know, being in our little secret group smoking the pot, and
meanwhile,
all the other guys were like, they were tearing up the whole house. You know.
I totally believe it.
I can't believe that a bunch of drunks were ready to kick some kids out for smoking pot. Crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they kicked us out because we were smoking pot, and they, and you know, that was not on fraternity property. That wasn't allowed, you know. So, you know, but anyways, I just say I was more, I was just as socially awkward when I got out of there.
You know,
Rufus,
I was just remembering something. We've talked about fraternities and sororities in the past, and were there dues at your fraternity?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's one of the main reasons they want you in there. They need that money. You know?
This is one of the more interesting parts to me because the whole fraternity sorority experience, if you will, is sold, as I understand it, on the idea that, hey, these are your friends. These are people that you'll build lifelong relationships with, the networking and da-da-da-da-da, and community service. But if you don't pay the dues, then all of a sudden your friends aren't your friends anymore. Isn't that the case?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you... you know, that's pretty much the case. Yeah, that is pretty much the case. So,
doesn't sound like,
you know,
real friendship to me. That doesn't at all sound like real friendship.
I don't have any one of those guys right now that I communicate with, you know, on a regular basis at all. You know, we did, you know, cultivate, you know, what I would call lifelong friendship. Now, maybe that's partly my fault. I don't know. But, you know, I would just say, looking back, if I could do it over again, I would not have joined because I feel like, you know, I could have learned, met different people, you know, and maybe not abused the alcohol as much because we really did do a lot of drinking, you know, I mean.
It's an interesting
observation. I enjoyed it, but I mean, I could have got out of there maybe with a little bit higher GPA.
Hey, Rufus, thanks for your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for sitting out in the car there in Savannah and listening to us from way far away in South Carolina.
Now, you know, these dues go to pay the – I mean, you're paying to live there, essentially. So you'd get kicked out of any place that you didn't pay to live.
Do you always live at the fraternity?
That's the idea of the fraternity house.
Right, right. I understand that, Mark.
I don't know all the specifics,
you should be kicked out of the organization if you aren't paying. I'm not saying you should be able to get away with not paying dues and still be in the organization. What I'm saying is their friendship with you, this whole idea that they're your buddies and they're your friends, we've heard from people who've said it dries right up. I mean, so... okay, yeah, if you don't pay the dues, you obviously have to leave the fraternity, but then your friends aren't your friends anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? So you leave the fraternity, you go get your own apartment, you call up your buddies, your old buddies from the fraternity, and hey, let's, you know, let's hang out. You're my friends, right? Oh, you don't pay your dues, you're not part of our fraternity anymore. We're not your friends. So it's essentially a rent-a-friend organization. Do you see what I'm saying?
I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to set rules and set dues and all that, but don't tell me you're my friend, and then if I don't pay, if I decide I don't want to be in your club anymore, you're not my friend anymore. You weren't my friend in the first place, if that's the case. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine. Great taste and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health. One tea bag at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. And they're yours completely free. So head over to freetalklive.com. In fact, we have expanded our archive collection. You can now download all the way back to the beginning of 2009, so all the way back to the 1st of January of 2009, all in our podcast. Just click onto the podcast and it'll all come up for you. And it's all, you just click and download whatever episodes you want to. It's all totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to spruce up the kitchen or the bathroom, do what I did. When Laura wanted to get new knobs and pulls for the kitchen and the bathroom, we went to interknobs.com, and the service was great, and they have wholesale prices. This is a website for basically designers and that kind of thing. So they offer to the public wholesale prices, and there's a code, FTL, as in Free Talk Live, that will get you an additional 11% off of everything on the site, including the closeout section, which has, you know, it's already 50 to 80% off. It's interknobs.com. Go to the specialty stores, go to the home, the big box stores, check out the knobs and pulls you want. But before you buy, go to interknobs.com because they've got them, and they've got them at a lot less. It's interknobs.com.
We continue, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about hazing, and we continue with that discussion with Bill listening in Savannah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Bill,
you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm actually from Alabama. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. What's on your mind, Bill?
Okay, well, you were talking about hazing earlier. And
yes, sir.
I noticed something that I started researching after I was referred to by somebody, to David Icke. I'm sure you're aware of him, in the Genesis Network with Alex Jones and everybody.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I've heard of David Icke. Yeah, he's... He's got some interesting ideas, and some are just completely crazy. But go ahead.
Yes, the reptilian thing is a little far out. he was talking about how the CIA, you know, brought LSD, and they started actually giving it out through people to counter-react, you know, the war movement, you know, or in the early 60s. You know, they used LSD to keep, you know, make all the hippie lovers, you know, unbelievable. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. They used LSD on the hippie movement in what way?
Yeah, to counter the war movement.
To counter the pro-war movement?
Yeah, anti-war movement.
Why would LSD counter the anti-war movement?
Well, I don't know. I just read that in a book, but what I really was...
Wait. Hold on a sec. As somebody who's used it a few times...
Let me break out the reference right here. Okay, What exactly happened was Albert Hoffman created LSD.
That's right.
And what happened was, you know, they bought it and it came to, you know, the psychiatry and everything through those lines, you know, to the United States, and they were using it that way. Well, after CIA started using it, kind of like how Charles Manson controlled his, his cult. What my theory is, you know, the anti-war movement came, and all of a sudden, there was LSD everywhere, and they were all tripping out. And I think it was just to keep their minds off the war movement and not really.
No, I don't think so. I am somebody who has had a little bit of experience with LSD, not a whole lot. I'm not a, you know, total psychonaut or anything like that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Just want to kind of just talk about that for just a moment, the idea that LSD would somehow counter the anti-war movement. And the anti-war movement back then was relatively successful. And it was because of the anti-war movement that I think in many ways, in many protests and things like that that they performed, that encouraged the war to come to an end when it did. The Vietnam War, of course, is what we're talking about.
I suppose that particular version, stage of the war. But we've been at war since 1941.
Meaning the U.S. government?
The United States government has been in a state of war since 1941.
But there was a much, much healthier anti-war movement back then.
Absolutely.
Than there is today. And I don't know if LSD was like far more popular back then than it is today. So, first of all, we're talking about causation and correlation. We're talking about correlation, not causation. And besides that, I think your correlation is wrong anyway, because LSD likely is something that helped many of those people come to anti-war conclusions. I mean, I don't imagine there are a whole lot. Okay, here's a perfect example. There's a video online of UK troops. And I'm sure you can probably search YouTube for British troops LSD or troops LSD. And the UK government tested LSD on its troops, and they filmed it. And it is one of the funniest videos you'll ever see. I think it is just hilarious because they were just testing LSD on their troops and they didn't know it. They basically laced their water with some LSD or something like that. And so these guys had no idea what was happening to them. And they all just did very, very silly things. They were not effective. They did not in any way become an effective combat squad. One of them wanted to climb the trees and feed the birds. They wanted to sit around and laugh and enjoy themselves. They were in no way interested in accomplishing the militaristic tasks that had been set out for them in that particular day. So... yeah, I don't think that LSD is going to counter the anti-war movement in any way, shape, or form. If anything, it helped people likely get more in touch with the ideas of peace and ending war. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. We continue with John listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've only had a chance to listen to the program on and off over the last few hours, but I was wondering where you get your information about hazing in the military. Seems like everybody who's called in seems to assume that it goes on all the time, just as a matter of course. But
well, I don't know if we said necessarily that it was going on as a matter of course. The initial conversation was about hazing in college fraternities and things like that. Some others, I think, suggested that it could go on in the military.
Well, I think what I said was, in the past, and I wasn't talking about current, sort of iterations. But I'm talking about, when they were giving these guys tin cans to go around and pick up cigarette butts. They always do that to the new people. It's the new people that are kind of subjected to these things.
Well, I can't really speak to that. But I was also hearing the lady who talked about the fact that it's been going on for hundreds of years and she's fine with it and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if people are not aware that it really doesn't I won't say that it never happens ever and that it never did, but having said that, I can tell you it just doesn't happen in the military. It's a much more professional organization than that.
Well, we've got somebody coming up next who's going to claim differently from you. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Tallahassee, also to WFLA-FM. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. Does military hazing ever happen?
Oh, yes, it does.
Will you tell us about your story?
Will
you hang on and tell us about it?
No problem.
All right, I'm going to bring you back here in a few moments. 800-259-9231, Marine Corps hazing. We'll find out what that was like. 1-800-259-9231, share your story. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is the live Saturday edition tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our Facebook profile. You can head over to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Manchester Brewing was founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slore, who live beneath Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. Find out more at ManchesterBrewing.com.
As we continue, Chris is with us listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I was in the Marine Corps Infantry from the end of 2001. I joined just after 9/11 till 2006, about midway through. Okay. I deployed 4 times overseas, and hazing is definitely a part of the Marine Corps and definitely a part of the Marine Corps infantry in particular that really is a must.
And, can you give us some specifics?
Well, specifically, first of all, there's almost 2 different reasons to haze. One is just because you're new, and that's part of it. You get it in boot camp, then you get it once you go to your training, and especially once you get to the fleet, then you're actually around infantry members. But the other reason is to also weed people out who really shouldn't be there in the first place. And that's one that a lot of people probably have a problem with, but it's just part of the Marine Corps. You know, you're not going to want to go to combat with people who shouldn't be there with you, you know, that you don't trust. So that's part of it. But some instances, probably lighter instances, and everybody in the infantry, Marine Corps infantry, probably went through it, are things like weekly things, like you're new, you're going to spend 15 hours with the toothbrush cleaning your room, you know. No matter what you do, it's not good enough. You know, you're going to be up till 3 or 4 in the morning doing it and then wake up 2 or 3 hours later and go run. Probably more extreme versions would be you
that
mess
sounds
up.
Extreme.
Well, sure.
Okay, but so what's then, the more extreme?
More extreme is you mess up and instead of, you know, because they're definitely, you know, the word's out. They, you know, I personally have seen probably four or five guys over that period of time who lost rank because of hazing, because the wrong person opens their mouth and, you know.
So wait, they lost rank because they were doing the hazing?
Correct.
I see. So it's officially unallowed, but it's also just spread throughout the entire organization?
Correct. And, you know, it's one of those things. You're going to do it, and you saw high-ranking, you know, members of the Marine Corps do it, and it's just part of it. It's part mm-hmm. of the tradition, and it's part of what we did. But
so what was the more extreme?
Somebody messes up, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, it was kind of like a, you know, the longer you were in the fleet, you know, deploying, the bigger you were generally, the tougher you were. You know, you had more training, had more boxing and grappling. Well, you go, you know, into one of the basements and put the gloves on, you know, the 2-ounce gloves, and, you know, your version of training is beating the crap out of a guy who, you know, wasn't getting things right.
So,
he has the opportunity to fight back, but knowing that he's not going to win.
Right.
And he knows it going in.
A 2-ounce glove for those that are listening is a tiny. I mean, these are practice gloves for essentially to keep people from busting their nose their knuckles open, but they are not. They don't provide any sort of protection.
Right, and they're allowed to fight back 100%.
Sure.
You know,
right.
But
you know,
so if you mess something up, there's a good chance you'll go down into essentially the boxing ring with the biggest guy in the entire squad.
Not necessarily the biggest. It depends on how big the guy is.
mm-hmm.
So
they pick a ringer, but a ringer that looks, looks like it's kind of fair. Makes it look kind of fair.
Well, it depends. You know, really, all of us. But what you got to realize too is that what we were doing, we all went through in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And
ritualism of hazing, the year after year, bringing the new people in via the same methods, and then next year you get to be the hazor, I suppose, or the hazer.
See, this is why
there,
I think...
There are benefits to it, though. That's what people don't understand. You know, when you join the Marine Corps, and especially the infantry, you're realizing if you have half a brain that you're subjecting yourself to being brainwashed to the Marine Corps way, you know,
mm-hmm.
not normal. From day one, you're talking about sticking bayonets in people, and there's a reason you're going to go to war. You know, you can't flinch when it comes down to it. But, you know, there are definitely benefits to it. Like I said, you weed out people who shouldn't be there, and it's kind of harsh, but, you know, we've just in my battalion, I think we had 3 suicides over like a 4-year period. And they're just people who couldn't hack it. And they would probably push their limit, and that was their way of getting out. Some guys would just go UA. Some guys would, you know, we had one guy shoot himself in the foot, and, you know, they called him crazy and medically discharged him. But it's just part of it. Those were guys that we didn't want to go to combat with, and we weren't going to risk our lives and our Marines' lives because someone either couldn't pull their weight or mentally they just weren't capable to handle it.
Yeah, my partner here seems so shocked, but this is an organization whose job it is to go out and kill people and break things.
Oh, I'm not shocked.
So this is
no,
I mean,
I'm not
this
shocked.
Is what they this
it's
is what they
it's
have
just
to,
the twisted is, stuff that these people do.
This
I
is
mean,
what
it's
has
sick.
To be done.
It's sick. The entire organization is sick. I mean, it's not necessary. It doesn't have to be done. The Marine Corps is completely unnecessary, as is the entire U.S. military. So it makes sense that an organization that's sick like this, says an aggressive organization, would be engaging in twisted behavior like that.
Extremely aggressive, but also realize that, you know, every single man there who joined the Marine Corps signed the paper willingly, and nobody is put. If you go into the Marine Corps with no job, having not chosen a job, you do not get put in the infantry. You have to choose to be there. And nobody doesn't know what's coming.
No, well, that's true. I mean, you do choose to go in, but in many cases, while the young people that are joining the military do tend to know what's coming, and certainly the people joining the Marines probably should know a little more than the average person maybe joining the Army or something like that. On the other hand, if they find out that what they've been told by the recruiters isn't exactly true, they don't get to back out at that point unless they do something like you're suggesting, something drastic like shooting themselves in the foot. Or something else to that extreme, because it. I mean, the truth is, the military recruiters, many of them lie in order to get people into the military.
But I don't know anybody who joins the Marine Corps not knowing that it's the hardest infantry.
Oh, yeah. I totally understand what you're saying.
I think when it comes to the Marines, they've managed to build that brand, and that brand is that we're the toughest of the four branches out there.
Chris, thanks for your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, but it's a stark contrast to the caller before him who said, well, there's no hazing in the military. Well, yeah, there is. Let's continue and talk to, I believe, Doug is with us, listening in Virginia Beach, I think, to WVTS FM. Doug?
Yes.
You are on Free Talk Live.
All right, yeah, I completely agree with the previous caller. You know, people who aren't in a certain closed society system or something like that sees this stuff as, you know, bizarre and you know, sadistic or something like that. But when you're in it, you're testing yourself. Like, you're battling yourself. You're not battling with people who are doing this to you. You're pushing yourself to a limit. And you have to voluntarily want that. You have to be that kind of person that you see an obstacle, you see something, and you want it bad enough, you'll do it. Some people say, well, you're subjecting yourself. You must have low self-esteem. Why would you let someone do that to you? You must not have any pride or something like that. I look at it exactly opposite. No one's going to break me. No one will break you if you want something bad enough. And I think that's what a lot of these closed organizations, you know, fraternities, that's specifically what I'm talking about, but the military, all that is to see how bad you want it, you know, to weed out those I guess you would call them posers, those people that you can't count on.
Interesting.
Why does a fraternity need to count on anyone?
What's that?
What does a fraternity need to count on someone for?
Yeah, see, with ours, it was a real small school, and this sounds bizarre, and a lot of people don't understand this, but the fraternities that would haze the hardest would get to hang out with, like, the hottest sororities, and I can't explain why, but that's how it was. Like, you were ranked. Like, and the ones going in, and all the kids knew going into which fraternity was going to haze the worst, which one didn't.
Doug, thanks for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm going to give away a Totesac, two-pack of them, going to you if you're caller number four right now. It's 603-435-1105. 603-435-1105. Going to help you bring those groceries back in easy. The Totesac. Even hot girls.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage. And don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free WaterWatch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. I'm not going to give you the number, though, because phones are loaded up here, so we want to make sure we can get to whoever's, if we can, hanging on the line. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and so enjoy those on us if you like the show. If you enjoy the fact that we give you freetalklive.com and all the features there, the archives and all that for free, then consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You get perks like access to the Free Talk Live commercial-free podcast, the amp-only forum, and more. Go get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
The Libertarian Party tried the Big Ten approach. What happened? A herd of elephants broke loose and trashed the place. It's time to shut down the circus and get back to doing what the LP does best. Pick up a broom and join the cleanup crew at takebackthelp.info. It's takebackthelp.info.
Let's continue and go to David listening in Keene to WKBK. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. David, in Keene. David? Now we've got a beeping. Is there a David? Doesn't sound like it. Let's move on to, I believe we have Ryan listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
I just heard, I hope I heard it correctly, but one of y'all gentlemen accused the Marine Corps of being a sick and unnecessary institution. I just wanted to kind of, I was going to shed some light on what Chris was saying, that hazing, I was a Marine Corps infantryman from 2002 to 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely does happen, but at the same time, I think it's necessary to understand that it is extremely frowned upon. I had several members of my unit alone court-martialed over hazing what we call boots, new guys.
What kind of hazing are we talking about here? What happened with you?
With me, it was not me, but a couple of members, friends of mine from my unit that were senior members of the unit, were shaving heads. Not mock executions, but it was more or less making the guy kneel down, shaving his head, not letting him know what was coming. A guy got hit with an alarm clock over the head. The typical field day, like Chris was describing, toothbrushes and scrub brushes for 10 hours, 15 hours, whatever. But as far as that goes, that is an extreme, very extreme form of hazing. And it happens more rarely than I think you guys are giving credence to, or any of the callers are giving credence to. And if it is found out that this is happening, the hammer comes down. And I mean that like you guys wouldn't believe. I mean, it is extremely frowned upon.
What happened with the court martials? I mean, what is the result of that?
They were convicted of court martial and they were kicked out of the military.
Mm,
I mean,
wow.
These were what I consider to be good Marines. They were good at their jobs. They were proficient. great combat veterans, great in combat, great Marines. But, you know, a momentary lapse in judgment where they didn't have enough self-control to not haze the new recruits or the new boots, you know, led to them getting court-martialed, and they actually got what they deserved.
Do you think that hazing is a good idea for new recruits?
I don't. I don't think that it's a good idea, but I think it's a necessary part if it's done correctly within reason. And I don't think it's a good idea because it can go too far. Like I just mentioned, you know, people are getting court-martialed. They've gone too far.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like a guy getting his head shaved doesn't sound like, you know, the worst form of hazing I've ever heard of.
Exactly.
Also, I don't think, to me, infantrymen being taken down into the basement and having to get into a fist fight with other infantrymen doesn't sound like, as the other caller had said, doesn't sound like the worst punishment for an infantry. These guys fight for a living. So, I mean, it would seem like you would want to, to me, I kind of I understand the idea of the necessity of hazing in, you know, Marine Corps or honestly any military organization except for, say, a militia or something.
Right. And let me just agree with you 100% on that. And the worst punishment for an infantryman is to fail in combat. And not only punishment for him, but punishment for those around him. And I think that's what hazing does, and they keep using the term weed out. And I think that's an appropriate term. It doesn't necessarily – they're not going to quit and say, I want out of the Marine Corps. But what it does is it lets the appropriate people, the squad leader, the team leader – the platoon leader, if it gets that high, which usually with hazing it does not. If a platoon leader knows, he's gonna take action and turn you in. But it lets the appropriate people know in your chain of command that you aren't fit, or that you don't do well under pressure, or that you are not proficient at performing said tasks. And that's usually why you get hazed in the first place, because you screw something up, and you're not competent enough to be, you know, with the guys that you're with.
Ryan,
and
thanks for
usually
gives
people an idea. Nope, you're fine.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much. I just want to appreciate hearing from you tonight and the inside scoop, the expertise. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, the comment that you made about sort of the military, the Marines being, you know, an organization that the United States doesn't need, I think deserves a little bit of explanation for somebody who might be listening. You know, obviously Ryan was somewhat shocked by it. And what we believe on this show is that, you know, the founding fathers didn't want a standing military because they felt that the people who were in power would abuse that standing military and use it as a not only as a tax leech, but as a force to conquer foreign lands. And I can only...
They were right.
Yeah, I can only see that is the case. I think this nation should be protected by its citizens in the form of militia.
I would agree with you there. Let's continue with Gordon listening to KBKW in Washington.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am one of those type people who... I took real great insult when you said that the military is a bunch of twisted people and that it's not necessary. You need to go back. You want to talk about history. Go back to the very beginning of history. Look back and look at the Federalist Papers. Go back and look at the Constitution itself. Go back and look and see how we became a nation after the nation, how we have been invaded by other countries, as in the Mexican War.
Just barely.
Okay. Regardless of that, without your military, you're not going to have it. Unfortunately, we have had some problems with the military, you know, doing things they shouldn't have been in, not the military per se, but certain people within the military, Lieutenant Calley, for one, during Vietnam. That's, you know, that was one.
Gordon,
of
the, I didn't say, just to clarify what I said, I said that the military is an unnecessary and aggressive organization, and of course it is. It's a government organization. The government itself is unnecessary and aggressive. But I didn't say that everybody in the military was twisted. I said I think that the aggression that is essentially a systemic part of the military kind of manifests itself in twisted ways, like things like hazing. But you know, I stand by what Mark was saying here, and you talk about the Constitution. You can look in the Constitution where it makes it pretty clear. Was it Article 1, Section 8? It makes it pretty clear that the military was only intended to stand for no more than 2 years at a time.
Army.
So, yeah, it was before the Marine Corps was created, but the idea was that if they wanted to form the military, they could do so, but it could only be around for 2 years with the intention, and the intention behind that was that it would go away, so there would not be a standing military. The idea would be that if there was some sort of need for a defense, then they could form the military and bring it together, and then once the defensive need was over, it would be sent away. And you would have to agree that today's military is nothing like that original conception.
Well, I can say that I spent 11 years in the Marine Corps myself, and I can tell you that, by the way, Marine Corps has been around longer than the Constitution. Marine Corps is 1775.
Right, they used to. They actually did harass the British Isles, during the Revolutionary War. It was a very small contingent of Marines.
That's well. The beginning of the Marine Corps officially was in 1775, November 10th.
Right.
But understand that the military. You know, if you want to go back and look at the history of the military and the reason we have it, if we did not have a military, and maybe what you're explaining is a little bit of difference from what I'm hearing, what you're saying before. Because you did use the term twisted organization. And I see that the military necessity, if we didn't have the military during 1918 or 1917, we went to World War One. We didn't have the military in 1941.
You know,
1942. This country as it is today would not exist.
We'd be
wait.
Smedley Butler
would not exist.
Smedley Butler. Wait, before you go on, Smedley Butler, Major General in the United States Marine Corps, that every Marine says good night, Smedley II, before they go to bed. That guy said that World War One was twisted and a big mistake. That guy said that he was nothing but rented muscle for the corporations. Are you saying Smedley Butler's a liar?
What I'm saying is, when I was in boot camp, last thing we said, you know, good night, Smedley B. Butler, wherever you may be. Okay, big bloody deal. How does that have anything to do with the main twisted organization of the military? And you did say military.
Yeah, aggression is unnecessary. The military you're talking about.
They haven't protected this country. You can't even make an argument in the last 6 decades.
Call us back next week or call us Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We are on all week long and would love to continue getting into this with you, but unfortunately we are nailed to the clock and out of time for tonight. If we can get you on the air, we apologize. We'll get you on next time. Just call earlier. It has been Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you online in the meantime between now and Monday night at freetalklive.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048.